Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Chaplain Johnson of the Senate and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Chaplain Johnson.
Let's pray. Lord, we pause again today to turn to you for guidance and insight. Help us to be good stewards of your resources, of your creation, of your people, and of your finances. To be wise in all of our decisions, to be kind and understanding in our interactions with others, and following your example, to truly be servants of the people of Montana. I also want to pray for good rest for these senators this weekend and for safety for those who are traveling. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary will take the roll.
I don't know what I did with my pencil.
Senator Molnar.
Mr. President, 50 members are present.
Quorum being present, the Senate will be ready for business. Senator Morgeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. Maybe off the record, out of the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Today I want to introduce you to two folks who joined with me or came over with me for the week. My beautiful partner, Sonia, who has the biggest heart I know, and I'm very grateful for her and all of the men and women who step up and help us out at home while we're here at the legislature serving. And in case you thought one of me was not enough, there's two of us now, and I want to introduce you to my first baby girl, Juniper Rose Morgeau.
Welcome to the Senate. I just have to say she is a lot cuter than you. Senator McCamey.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of action?
You may.
Thank you. With us this day in the gallery, just up here to my left, is a former Senator Lawrence Grossfield. Welcome, Mr. Grossfield.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Asp.
Well, Mr. President, may I be off the record now of the journal?
You may.
The good senator from the north of here somewhere stole my thunder, but I was going to introduce my former senator who served 12 years in this body and a good friend of mine, a good Norwegian, so I just wanted you all to know that, too.
Thank you. Welcome to the Senate. Senator Small.
Yes, Mr. President, if I may be off the record now, the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
You may.
Up in the gallery today, it's my pleasure to introduce and recognize the Montana Dental Hygienist here with the Montana Dental Hygienist Association. And along with them are senior dental hygiene students from Great Falls College MSU, who will be graduating and entering the workforce this spring. Thank you.
Welcome to the Senate. Without objection, we'll be on order business number two, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, will your committee on Senate Finance and Claims report that Senate Bill 124 do pass, Senator John Asp, Chair. Mr. President, will your committee on Natural Resources report that Senate Bill 72 do pass as amended, Senator Jeff Wilborn, Chair. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection, the committee reports are adopted. That objection will go to order business number 5, messages from the other House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate the following actions. The following House bills were on this day with 3 several times and passed, title and just agreed to, and are here transmitted to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 147, Gillette, House Bill 171, Beattie, House Bill 192, Mercer, House Bill 212, Kastmeyer, House Bill 221, Welch, House Bill 222, Welch, House Bill 255, Oblander, House Bill 267, Sprunger. That is all, Mr. President. Signed, Carolyn Cheetah, Chief Clerk of the House. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will be on order business number 6, first reading and commitment of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bills 261 through 271 and Senate Resolution 50 have been introduced, read first time, and referred to committee. House Bills 147, 171, 192, 212, 221, 222, 255, and 267 have been introduced and read. Senate Bills 258 and 260 have been referred to committee. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will be on order business number 7, second reading of bills, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the Senate resolve itself and the Committee of the Whole for the consideration of business on second reading.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Will Senator McGilvery please take the chair?
Members of the committee, please be in order. Members, you now have before you for consideration Senate Bill 47. Kurt will read the history and title of the bill.
Senate Bill 47, introduced by Manziel by request of the Department of Transportation, a bill for an act intended on revising commercial driver's license law to comply with federal requirements requiring the Department of Justice to create the entry-level driver training provider registry and the commercial drug and alcohol clearinghouse under certain conditions requiring the department to take certain actions as a result of required queries, providing rulemaking authority, amending sections, and providing a delayed effective date.
Clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 3.
Members of the committee, now before you, Senate Bill 47. What is your pleasure, Senator Manzella?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration Senate Bill 47, that it recommend the same do pass.
Senator Manzella.
Mr. Chair, members of the Senate, I am carrying this bill at the request of the Department of Transportation. And as you thumb through the bill, you will see a lot of the statute has been crossed out and a large amendment has been applied, and that's because we took a lot of things out of statute and put them into administrative rule. Senate Bill 47 directs the Department of Justice to enact administrative rules requiring the Motor Vehicle Division to verify completion of the entry-level driver training program for new commercial driver's license, which are this considered CDLs. Upgrades, and specific endorsements. Senate Bill 47 also directs the Department of Justice to enact rules requiring MVD search the National Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse database prior to issuing a CDL. Those are the two things the bill does. These requirements already apply to drivers and motor carriers. Senate Bill 47 only requires DOJ to enact rules requiring MVD to verify ELDT and the Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse compliance. Montana is the only state in the country that is not currently verifying its CDL applicants are in compliance with federal ELDT and DACD safety standards. The United States Department of Transportation and its federal operating agencies have sent 4 letters notifying the state of potential sanctions for noncompliance, including withholding $36 million in highway funds and decertifying Montana's CDL program. The cost of that is pretty hard to determine, its effects on our economy. If Montana's CDL program is decertified, the MVD would be prohibited from issuing new CDLs, which is approximately 1,200 per year, or renewing or upgrading current CDLs. So if your CDL expires and we're not in compliance, then you don't get renewed. These sanctions could be imposed each year until Montana achieves substantial compliance. During the committee hearing, eight proponents testified in favor of Senate Bill 47. The Montana Trucking Association, Loggers Association, Infrastructure Coalition, Contractors Association, Wrecker Association, Montana School Bus Contractors Association, Petroleum Association, and Commercial Industry Insurance Brokers. Senate Bill 47 will bring Montana into substantial compliance. Please do pass Senate Bill 47.
Are there amendments to the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the motion. Senator Heimbaugh.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I voted against this bill once, and I plan on doing it again. And probably the thing that bothers me the most about the bill and about what we go through each day in this state is stated in the first line. It says, an act revising commercial driver's license law to comply with federal requirements. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of complying with federal requirements. I see what they've done to the trucking industry with their safety requirements as far as having people drive for a certain amount of hours and then being stopping for so many hours. That's what causes lots of wrecks on trucks, I think, on roads, because they're trying to push to their point, even if the roads are bad and whatever else, if they're tired. So I'm going to be a no on this bill, and I ask you to do that, too. Thank you.
Senator Wellborn.
Thank you. Does the sponsor yield to a question?
Will you yield, Senator?
I do.
Thank you. Senator, is this just for new applicants, or is this for anybody upon renewal that these rules will change to comply with federal law?
This is renewals and new applicants.
Thank you.
Yes.
Senator Glamm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I was the only opponent that spoke in this committee hearing. And I feel pretty strongly about it because I think that we have a lot of problems in the state of Montana with employment. And so here we're putting just one more hurdle in the trucking industry for you to get a CDL. And that ELD training, so right now if you want to go get a CDL, which according to this bill you have till the end of the year to do, so if you want to go get one, I'd encourage you to do it right now if we pass this thing. Because right now you can go and you can test, you can study this booklet, and you can go down and you can take your written test, and then you can go and take a driving test, and you can get your CDL. If we pass this bill, the ELDT requires that you go get trained to drive. And so you're going to have to pay somebody to train you. That's a program. So you're probably going to Sage Trucking School I wasn't supposed to say that. Or a community college. Community colleges have the availability to, many of those are offering programs to train you. But we're having employment troubles in Montana, and here we're putting one more hurdle in the way. So the threat is that the feds are going to decertify us. Well, the feds threaten to decertify and withhold funding all the time. Frankly, in the state of Montana, do you know what you need for a CDL? My pickup that I drive here every day that sits out in the parking lot, hooked to my gooseneck trailer, I need a CDL to drive that. So I'm going to have to spend $3,000 to $5,000 to go to this training so that I can drive my pickup with my gooseneck trailer to haul hay for my horses. I think we're making this a lot more difficult for Montanans. If you live anywhere in the state, we're a rural state, you got to move a lot of stuff. We're making it harder for farmers and ranchers. There are some exemptions. So, for instance, if you want to volunteer for the fire department, no problem. You can drive a great big truck. You don't even have to take a CDL test. But we have exemptions for that. We have some exemptions for ag, but it doesn't cover everything that you do. So if you want to sell hay from the place where you cut it to somebody else, you can't haul it. You can haul it home, but you can't haul it to somebody that you sold it to. I encourage you to know. The federal government pushes us all the time, and I've never seen them come through on their threats. We had the Real ID many years ago, and we finally passed it here, and they still aren't implementing it.
Can't do it.
Okay. I don't see that they're going to take our money away because we live in a rural area where a lot of people need to drive things that are a little bit bigger. And we shouldn't all have to go and take a $5,000 class to learn how to drive.
Senator Curdy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. You know, I sympathize in many ways with what the good representative from Kalispell says. I mean, it's too bad we're going to be held hostage. But I'm not willing to take that risk, okay? $36 million or whatever it is to our highway trust fund is way too much of a gamble. But I want to kind of add to his point about training. Folks, we're 60-some thousand truck drivers short in this country. I had a CDL for many years to haul. Well, I had to haul explosives around. I'll tell you what I did. But... yeah, no biggie, okay? Part of my job. But anyway, but the thing is, we're really, really short. We have an opportunity to help end that shortage. And I know each one of our technical schools across the state, or in fact, most of them, have a driver training program. It's a really, really good program. And it's not something that's going to cost you $5,000. So my hope is that those folks sitting on appropriations and finance and claims take it upon themselves to take a good long look at our driver training program in our community colleges and in our technical schools and fund it so we can hire more instructors, so we can put more practice driving rigs on the road, so we can get these people ginned up to drive. Mr. Chair, thank you.
Senator Imrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the body. In response to the good senator across the aisle, it may not cost $5,000, but it does cost quite a bit for this type of training, especially for a private individual that is seeking to get the training themselves that is not already employed. And having that training potentially paid for. The main issue that I have with this bill is the checking requirements of the federal database. In Montana, we have legalized marijuana. Whether you support that or not, it is our right as a state under the 10th Amendment to have that law in place and have that legal. This would put our drivers under the requirements of the federal government where it is illegal to test for marijuana. This has nothing to do with a level of marijuana that could be impairing to a driver. This is just simply if you've came into contact with it. They can pull your CDL and force you to go through some sort of drug treatment rectification program, and therefore putting a undue burden on the citizens of Montana who have, according to us, the right to smoke marijuana or otherwise ingest it. So I think that this raises a lot of questions of how far are we willing to let the federal government go. They may have the ability to regulate highways and DOT regulations, but when those regulations violate our state law and our 10th Amendment rights, I think that's a question that we need to answer. Will we comply? Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Manzella, would you like to close on your bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the good questions and the good, not questions, good comments. I share a lot of the concerns that have been presented here. I want to address a few of them. First off, we'll start with the last one, the constitutional aspects of this. I do believe that in this circumstance, this is one of the enumerated powers that the federal government actually does have. Concerning interstate commerce and our roads. So there's that for me. And then concerning the expense associated with the training, we looked it up. It's $3,800 if you come in off the street. And it's about 6 weeks. So that is a significant amount and significant investment. But if you are an employer, such as my concrete deliverers, they can self-certify. They can hire someone, an employee, and then they can self-certify them. So that's a considerable savings. There's probably at least 50 or 60 opportunities to get training across the state of Montana. And I actually didn't take the time to check on how much they all charge for that. But there are significant opportunities for self-certification. So there's that. I am concerned because I typically drive a one-ton dually and haul a four-horse living quarters trailer. And even if I put four draft horses in my trailer, I would not have to get my CDL unless I was doing commerce, then I would need to have my CDL. So I think Senator Glimm is the reason he needs a CDL is because you're doing commerce potentially in his weight. Overweight? Okay. Let's see. There is exemption for farmers, firefighters, emergency response. Drivers removing snow, farmers intrastate don't have to get a CDL under certain circumstances. If they live on a border and they go across state lines, then they have 150 miles that they can travel without getting a CDL if they're hauling their agricultural product, as I understand it. Again, all of these regulations are already federal law, and we are out of compliance, and we are the only state out of compliance. So with that as your guide, please make the appropriate decision. Thank you.
Question now rises on the motion of Senator Manzella within this committee's rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 47 that recommends the same do pass. So in favor of the motion, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 23 senators vote aye and 27 senators vote nay.
23 senators voting aye and 27 voting nay. Senate Bill 47 fails second reading. Senator, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Chairman, I move to indefinitely postpone Senate Bill 47.
Okay, the motion is to indefinitely postpone. We'll go to the board. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote nay.
Mr. Chairman, 37 senators vote aye and 13 senators vote nay.
37 voting aye and 13 voting nay. The motion carries. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 8. Clerk will read the history and title of the bill. Senator Regeer.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 8. Mr. Chair.
Senator Regeer.
Members of the Senate, Senate Resolution 8 is the governor's appointment to the district judge of the 10th Judicial District. That's in Lewistown, and it's Heather Perry from Hobson. Heather Perry, she's a Montana girl. Graduated from Geyser High School, Montana State University, Montana Law School. Grew up on a ranch. And her husband has a ranch. She and her husband have a ranch at Utica and is highly qualified. Mr. Chair.
Discussion on the motion. Senator Bartell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to support this nomination. I know her personally, and she has been on in court for about 6 months now and has done a fantastic job, and I think she's going to make a great judge, so I would like everybody to push a big green button for her. Thank you.
Senator Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd also like to stand up and support this nomination. Judge Perry discussed the judge's role in their impartial role. I'm confident in her ability to interpret and apply the law, and I would encourage us to adopt the resolution. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Gross. Seeing no further discussion, would you like to close your bill? The sponsor has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Regeer that when this committee doesn't rise and report after having under consideration SR 8, that it recommend the same do pass. As many in favor of the motion vote aye, those opposed to vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators voting aye, 0 voting no. The motion passes. Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution 10. Senator Regeer, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 10. Mr. Chair.
Senator Regeer.
Members of the Senate, Senate Resolution 10 is the governor's appointments to the Board of Pardons and Parole. They are Brad Newman from Butte and James Patelis from Billings. Mr. Newman has been district court judge in Butte. He graduated from the University of Montana with an undergraduate degree, and he also went to UM Law School there. Mr. Patelis, I think a lot of us know him from his tenure here in the legislature. He has a Bachelor of Science degree from Montana Tech and extensive time with the United States Probation Office. So I urge your confirmation of both of these.
Senator Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I again would like to encourage us to confirm these nominees. Mr. Newman, he left the bench actually to join the Board of Pardons and Parole when it became a professional board. He offers legal advice to the board as necessary. I do continue to hear concerns from my constituents about the board. However, I feel that both of these appointees are very qualified. I was impressed with both of them in the hearing, and I hope we can adopt the motion. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Seeing any further discussion, the Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Regeer that when this does rise and report after having under consideration SR 10, that it recommends the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators voting aye, 0 voting no. The resolution has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution number 27. Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 26, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lang.
Today I bring you confirmation from the governor for three parties to be on the Montana Veterinary Medicine Board. Marcia Cantrell is from Livingston, Montana, and some of you that have been involved with the Ag Committees the last couple of years, we know that we got a VET Tech program going, and this is the first VET Tech to be on the Board of Veterinary Medicine. Mr. Carlson is out of Lewiston, and Jeannie Rankin, who has testified many times of issues related to agriculture and vet tech medicine and veterinary medicine, is from Rainsford, Montana. Mr. Chairman, I'd like a green vote on these three people, please. Thank you.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator like to close? Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Lang that when this committee does rise and report, after having under consideration SR 26, that it recommends the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators voting aye, 0 voting no. The motion has been concurred in. There was a committee. You now before you, Senate Resolution 27. Senator Lang, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 27, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lang.
Today, again, I bring you a nomination from the governor for Mr. Jim Schillinger, the Hale Board of Montana. If you're a farmer or a rancher, you do not like hail. It is a problem of one of the adversities of controlling or working with Mother Nature. Jim Schillinger has been on this board for many years. He lives in eastern Montana, which is around Vida, Montana. And if you will study the agriculture in the state on the Bloom Film Fault, which is kind of a hail area, so I think it's a very good person to have on the board with his knowledge about farming and the presence of hail in Montana, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion? Seeing none. Senator, I'd like to close. Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Lang that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 27, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators voting aye and 0 voting nay. The resolution has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 24. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 24, introduced by T. Welch by request of the Revenue Intern Committee, a bill for an act entitled authorizing the Revenue Intern Committee's income tax credit review schedule and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 24. What is your pleasure, Senator Beard?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 24, that it recommend the same be concurred in, Mr.
Senator
Chair.
Senator Beard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the body. You have before you today Senate Bill 124, which revises the Revenue Interim Committee's income tax credit review schedule in two ways. First, the tax credit subject to review by this interim committee will change from a 10-year to an 8-year review schedule. Second, there's an account name change on lines 18 and 19 of the bill, Mr. Chair.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none. The senator like to close. Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Beard that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 24, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators voting aye and 0 voting nay. House Bill 24 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you House Bill 59. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 59, introduced by R. Fitzgerald by request of the Livestock Loss Board. A bill for an act entitled revising laws related to funding for the Livestock Loss Board and the Department of Livestock, delaying termination of funding programs contingency, delaying termination of the statutory appropriation of funded livestock loss mitigation restricted account, delaying termination of the statutory appropriation of funds in a livestock loss reduction restricted account, delaying termination of the statutory appropriation of funds in a predatory animal special revenue account, amending sections and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 4.
Members of the committee, you have before you House Bill 59, Senator Gillespie. What is your pleasure?
Yeah, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 59, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Gillespie.
Yes, this is just a simple one here from the Revenue Interim Committee, revising things. Just a minute here. It's all about the Livestock Loss Board and the funding of livestock depredations and that sort of thing, just bringing it kind of up to date and delaying termination of the funding contingencies and delaying termination of the statutory appropriations. With that, I'll stay open for questions if there are any.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the Senator like to close? Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Gillespie that when this committee does rise and report, after having under consideration House Bill 59, that it reckon the same be concurred in. So in favor of the motion, vote aye. Those opposed, vote nay. Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote. Senator Gross.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and one senator votes nay.
With 49 senators voting aye and one senator voting nay, the House bill has been conferred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 70. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 70, introduced by T. Falk, by request of the Department of Revenue, a bill for an act entitled Revising Alcohol Laws Pertaining to the Renewal of Licenses, revising the renewal statute to include licensees already subject to the statute, revising laws relating to the non-renewal of a license by the department, revising laws relating to payment of annual renewal fees, amending section and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now before you House Bill 70. Senator Smallwood, it is your pleasure.
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 70, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Small.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, this one is a Department of Revenue bill. It's a pretty simple bill. At the time of the hearing, they were still waiting on about 700 payments here. So basically all this bill does is it states that the license must be paid annually and on the correct date. And that is both the renewal form and the payment due by July 1st or the license anniversary date. So it's pretty simple. They're just cleaning it up and making sure everybody's paying them. Thank you.
Any discussion? Seeing none, Senator Small, would you like to close? Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Small that when this committee doesn't rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 70, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote nay. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye and one senator votes nay.
49 voting aye, one voting nay. House Bill 70 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 71. Clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 71, introduced by D. Logie, by request of the Department of Revenue, a bill for an act entitled Revising Alcoholic Beverage Laws Relating to the Transfer of Licenses, allowing the Department to grant temporary operating authority to an applicant, allowing for the transfer of an alcoholic beverage inventory with a bona fide sale if certain conditions have been met, providing that the temporary operating authority may not exceed 180 days, providing eligibility requirements, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
There is a committee now before you, House Bill 71. Senator Curdy, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise support after having under consideration House Bill 71, that it recommended the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Senator Curdy.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, this bill basically does three simple things. One, it creates a temporary license authority for somebody who has been granted to a potential license applicant. It allows for the transfer of the beverage inventories within that license to the new or to the temporary owner who will become hopefully the bona fide long-term owner. And it sets a 180-day limit to the time, the time where a temporary applicant can hold that license, Mr. Chair.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator, would you like to close? Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Curdy that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 71, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote nay. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators voting aye, 0 voting nay. The motion has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 73. Clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 73, introduced by D. Logie, by request of the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, a bill for an act intended on repealing surety bond requirements for hunting and fishing license agents, repealing section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there corrections to history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
One through two.
Members of the committee, you now before you House Bill 73. Senator Brown, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 73, that the same be concurred in.
Senator Brown.
Really what this does is we just don't need to do this anymore. We're going to kind of bring this into the modern age. They now transfer funds weekly from the licensor's account, so this is no longer needed. Thank you.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would sponsor like to close? Sponsor has closed. Question now rises on the motion of Senator Brown that when this committee does rise and report, after having under consideration House Bill 73, that it recommend the same move pass or be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote nay. Does any member wish to change their vote? Not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators voting aye and 0 voting nay. The motion carries or has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now before you House Bill 98. Clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 98, introduced by E. Butchery, by request of the Department of Revenue, a bill for an act intended on revising airport alcoholic beverages licenses relating to premises suitability, revising requirements for airport alcohol licenses requiring safeguards, amending section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 98. Senator Small, what is your pleasure?
Sorry, caught me off guard. Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 98, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Small.
Sorry, give me one moment here. I was definitely not paying attention and didn't catch this on my list. Yes, this does happen. As a matter of fact, it was a joke this morning, so basically we're at the last section right there. In a public airport, all beverage license or the Yellowstone Airport beer and wine license may use the airport terminal or part of the terminal as a premises license for the on-premises consumption of alcohol beverage without regard to other business or uses in the terminal. So the hearing was good. I do remember that. There wasn't much argument on it, and it was just allowing them to use that license in that extra area, basically. So it was fine. Sorry.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Senator Small, would you like to close? Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Small that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 98, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote nay. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Senator, if not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 47 senators vote aye and 3 senators vote nay.
47 senators voting aye, 3 voting nay. House Bill 98 has been concurred in. Members of the Senate, you now have before you House Bill 99. Clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 99, introduced by C. Knudsen, by request of the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, a bill for an act intended on removing a reference to a repealed non-resident snowmobile permit, amending section, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 99. Senator Fuller, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 99, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is the bill I personally have been waiting for a long time. It has no fiscal note. It does not involve a constitutional issue. And I expect a green vote from all 50. It corrects an omission to Senate Bill 38 that was passed last session. The Senate Bill 38 created the Winter Trail Pass, which is required to operate snowmobiles, and references to those former items should have been removed from all statute as part of Senate Bill 38, but they were missed in 23-2-614. today in front of you. You see those references removed on lines 13, 19, and 21 of House Bill 99. I either urge a do pass, and I will not need to close. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Seeing no discussion, the request now rises on the motion of Senator Fuller that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 99, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote nay. Is every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
With 50 senators voting aye, 0 voting nay, House Bill 99 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 113. Clerk, read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 113, introduced by G. Kmetz, by request of the Department of Agriculture, a bill for an act intended on repealing the requirements for licensing of hucksters, repealing sections, and providing an immediate effect date.
Clerk, read the sections.
Sections 1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now before you, House Bill 113. Senator Kemp, or Senator Zolnikoff, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 113, that recommend the same be concurred in.
Other Senator Zolnikoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm honored to carry the poster child bill of the Red Tape Cleanup Initiative. But members of the Senate, I am concerned that we are not doing a thorough job vetting House bills. This law was originally passed in 1929, and it must have been passed for a reason. Do I know that reason? No, because I missed most of the hearing. But this bill, as is, sets a dangerous precedent that I will attempt to fix through an amendment.
Are there amendments?
Mr. Chairman, I move to amend House Bill 113 with Amendment HB 113-2-1, signed Senator Zolnikoff.
What is your pleasure, Senator Zolnikoff?
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 113 be amended and request that Amendment 01.02 that the recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Zolnikoff.
Be posted and deemed. All right, and read. Thank you guys for the help. I've never done an amendment.
Senator Zolnikoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The bill as written, I would say, is a takings. Think of all the legal hucksters going door to door who paid $25 for a 6-month huckster license. Second, just because very few people don't follow these laws doesn't mean we shouldn't enforce them. This mentality is the road to anarchy. We won't at least refund all current hucksters for these licenses that exist today. I know there's at least one, the good representative from Great Falls. Another problem is that the term huckster will be removed from Montana law. I'm going to read it to you. Within the meaning of this part, any person engaged or employed in the business of buying or selling farm products who disposes of such products by selling them at retail to consumers by going from house to house is a huckster. So, what does this amendment do? It puts the law back in place. And it funds $99,000 to the DOJ to ensure that we can fund that. Why did I choose $99,000? Because I was trying to skirt financing claims. Little did I know that the limit was $50,000, not $99,000. Next thing you know, there will be a bill about rabbits, meat standards, or not notifying the state on huckleberry locations for huckleberry poachers. Might as well bring back the fox bills. We need to protect the little guy. So here you go. You have the option. Enforce our laws or nullify them. I hope you all vote yes. Thank you.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Zolnikoff. Oh, sorry. Discussion on the motion. Senator Rydell, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would the good sponsor of the amendment yield to a question?
Mr. Chair, of
course. Senator Zolnikoff.
Of course. Senator, who are hucksters?
I told you just a minute ago.
Would it be a corn huckster? Be a huckster?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I missed the hearing. So again, I just read the definition.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to speak on this amendment.
Senator Friedel.
The good senator behind me, I believe in good intent, is trying to make sure that if we're going to have laws on the books, that we enforce them. Time and time again, I've had in the committee hearing, because I am the chairman, they got to hear this, that we've been in violation for the last 100 years. We've had, time and time again, had kids, grown adults, I would say, Girl Scouts, come up and try to panhandle at my front door. And I think this is a good amendment, because we need the authority to go after these deviants that come over and try to sell me corn and not have a license. So I hope this body recognizes the good work of the senator behind me and vote red. Thank you.
Senator Mandeville.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To touch on my seatmate's question, I believe if someone sells corn door to door, they would indeed be a corn husker. But you know what? This is a privacy amendment. How often have you been sitting in your house trying to watch a football game and someone knocks on your door? Those people should be ashamed of themselves. Shouldn't they? They're interrupting your privacy. So let's make sure they at least have to go through a licensing project. This is a very good amendment. I hope you will vote yes on the amendment.
Senator Fitzpatrick, we should have passed my dilatory amendment. Or my dilatory rule. Senator Regeer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Does the sponsor yield to question?
Sponsor yield.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I did not expect this.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, I'm not here to debate the merits of your amendment. I'm just questioning whether it fits the title. It started off with repealing huckster laws. I don't know whether you can really do this amendment.
Senator Zolnikoff.
Did legal take a look at it?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, that's a valid point. I was told this was unconstitutional.
Okay, Senator Esp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had a serious question, too, of the chairman of local government committee. Would you yield to a question, please?
Senator Friedel, will you yield?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would yield.
Senator Esp.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Friedel, had you put this amendment on in committee, would you had to have asked for a new fiscal note?
Good Senator, you are correct. Unfortunately, I did not realize that one of my committee members was going to bring an amendment that would allow us to put an extra $99,000 onto this bill. And I would have encouraged him to get a fiscal note done so that this body can truly understand what this bill does and what it will do when we amend it.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would just offer an opinion when the senator from local government said I was correct, he was incorrect. The appropriation is in the bill.
Thank you.
Okay. Seeing no further discussion, would the senator like to close on his amendment? The senator has a close on the amendment. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Zolnikoff. When this committee does rise and report after having done a motion of Senator Zolnikoff on House Bill 113, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 8 senators vote aye and 42 senators vote nay.
Seeing 8 senators voting aye and 42 voting no, the amendment fails. Okay, back on the bill. Any discussion on the bill? Senator Friedel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to stand up and talk about this bill. I'm disappointed that this body rejected this amendment, and now we're going to have nefarious young adults coming up to my door as I watch the Super Bowl here soon, as a good senator to my left, and they're going to interrupt me and try to possibly not being held accountable, even if this is repealed, and try to sell me corn and be a corn husker. Thank you.
Senator Ellsworth.
I look forward to the vote.
For any further discussion, seeing none, would the senator like to close on his bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I just want to say this is a very serious job we have, but sometimes, even if it's a failed effort, it is I do try to bring a little bit of lightheartedness to this body. So I do suggest you vote yes, and I hope you all have a great weekend. Thank you.
The question now rises on the motion of Senator Zolnikoff that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 113, that it recommends the same be concurred. And those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote nay. Has every member voted? Any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 45 senators vote aye and 5 senators vote nay.
45 senators voting aye and 5 voting nay. House Bill 153 has been concurred. And members of the Senate, you now before you House Bill 120. Clerk, read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 120, introduced by R. Minor, by request of the Department of Revenue, a bill for an act entitled allowing the Department of Revenue to allow alcoholic beverage manufacturer trade shows, allowing alcoholic beverage manufacturers to showcase products at trade shows, and providing rulemaking authority.
Clerk, read the history and title, or quickly the sections.
Section 1 through 2.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 120. Senator Gillespie, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 120, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Gillespie.
Okay, now we get down to the fun one. It's a real simple, and we can all be happy about this. It's an act allowing the Department of Revenue not to sponsor, but to allow alcoholic beverage manufacturing trade shows. Allows for alcohol beverage manufacturers to showcase their products at trade shows. And what could be better than that, except for the fact that it all has to do with agriculture, whether it's our wineries, our distillers, our breweries. So this is one we can all be happy about and vote green. Thank you.
Now, seeing any discussion on the motion, seeing none, would the Senator like to close? Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Gillespie that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 120, that it recommend the same be concurred. And those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote nay. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 45 senators vote aye and 5 senators vote nay.
45 senators voting aye and 5 voting nay. House Bill 120 has been concurred in. Members of the committee are now before you. House Bill 153, the clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
House Bill 153, introduced by B. Lur, by request of the Department of Livestock, a bill for an act entitled generally revising laws regarding livestock auctions, updating laws regarding livestock video auctions, removing certain requirements from livestock operation certification applications, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 6.
Members of the committee, now before you, House Bill 153. Senator Lang, what is your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does write a report after having in consideration Senate Bill, House Bill 153, that it recommends the same be passed, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lang.
House Bill 153 has to do with a little bit of history first. Livestock markets are where Senator Hindboss sometimes sells his cattle, but when they were usually concerned or developed before internet and video and all this stuff became a reality in our world. So the livestock market had to go in and put a bond on the market of the sales of what they anticipated, so the rancher or whoever was selling the cattle could be paid. This bill is brought to you by the Department of Livestock to add livestock video auctions to that, so that if you're in Nebraska and you're having a livestock video and you're doing 10,000 head in Montana that week, you have to have a bond that qualifies how that big enough that you can sell those cattle, and if something goes awry, that those producers will be paid. And that's really what it amounts to, is we're putting into statute that if you have a video auction, you have to be bonded in the state of Montana to protect our ranching industry, Mr. Chairman.
Sir, discussion seeing none. Senator Lang, would you like to close? Senator has closed. The question arises on the motion of Senator Lang that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 153, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Does every member vote? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators voting aye and 0 voting nay. House Bill 153 has been concurred in. Senator Fitzpatrick.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee to rise and report.
Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries.
Secretary will read the report.
Mr. President, we are committee of the whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, respectfully report as follows. Senate resolutions adopted. Senate resolutions 8, 10, 26, 27. Senate bill indefinitely postponed. Senate bill 47. House bills concurred in. House bills 24, 59, 70, 71, 73, 98, 99, 113, 120, 153.
Senator McGilvery.
I move the adoption of the committee report.
You've heard the motion of Senator McGilvery that the committee of the whole report be adopted. As many of those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 senators have voted yes. The committee of the whole report has been adopted.
Thank you,
Senator McGilvery. That objection will go to order business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 34, introduced by Lynch, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to Adult Protective Services.
Senate Bill 34, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes, those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 members have voted yes. Senate Bill 34 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 55, introduced by Heinbaugh, a bill for an act entitled Joint Interstate Mining Compact Commission.
Senate Bill 55, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the votes.
Mr. President, 36 have voted yes, 14 have voted no.
36 senators haven't voted yes, 14 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 55 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 70, introduced by O'Brien, a bill for an act entitled Revised the Quality Educator Loan Assistance Program.
Senate Bill 70, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 46 have voted yes, 4 have voted no.
46 senators have voted aye, 4 having voted no. Senate Bill 70 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 164, introduced by Usher, a bill for an act entitled Name Montana Highway Patrol Headquarters for Chris Hansen.
Senate Bill 164, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 senators have voted aye. Senate Bill 164 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Joint Resolution 6, introduced by Weber, a bill for an act entitled Joint Resolution to Recognize the Indian Boarding School Experience.
Senate Joint Resolution 6, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 44 have voted yes. 6 have voted no.
44 senators haven't voted yes. 6 haven't voted no. Senate Joint Resolution 6 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 30, introduced by Buckley, a bill for an act entitled General Revised Mortgage Laws.
House Bill 30, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 senators haven't voted yes. House Bill 30 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 39, used by Regeer, a bill for an act entitled Eliminate County Administration Fee for Youth Residential Services.
House Bill 39, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will signify by voting yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 senators having voted aye. House Bill 39 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 43, introduced by Marshall, a bill for an act entitled Revising Alcohol Laws Related to Death or Incapacity of a Licensee or Owner or Others.
House Bill 43 having been read through three several times as a question, and shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 members haven't voted aye. House Bill 43 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 44, introduced by Dooling, a bill for an act entitled Revised Document Requirements for State Stock Inspectors.
House Bill 44, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 senators having voted yes, House Bill 44 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 61, introduced by Fitzgerald, a bill for an act entitled Remove Insurance Continuing Education Council.
House Bill 61 having been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 43 have voted yes, 7 have voted no.
43 senators having voted yes, 7 having voted no. House Bill 61 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 67, introduced by Nickel, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to Real Estate Appraisers.
House Bill 67 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes. 1 has voted no.
49 senators haven't voted yes. 1 having voted no. House Bill 67 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 77, introduced by Galloway, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to Public Safety Officer Appointing Authorities.
House Bill 77 haven't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 senators haven't voted aye. House Bill 77 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 78, introduced by Galloway, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to Public Safety Officer Appointing Authorities.
House Bill 78 haven't been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 members haven't voted yes. House Bill 78 has passed the Senate.
That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will be on order of business. Number 9, motions. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I have a couple motions here. The first one is I move to re-refer Senate Bill 240 by Senator Small, exempt certain subdivisions from environmental review from local government to the Natural Resources Committee.
Without objection, so ordered.
And then, Mr. President, I would move to reconsider our action to indefinitely postpone Senate Bill 199. That was by Senator Hertz, which is revised eligibility for resort communities and resort areas. And if I could, I'll just give a quick opening here, Mr. President.
Can you repeat that motion?
It's to reconsider our action.
Okay, thank you.
Committee, this is the bill we heard yesterday by Senator Hertz. On the resort communities. I believe he's gone and had an opportunity to talk to a few people, and I think we would be worthy of a discussion again on second reading to discuss this bill.
You've heard the motion of the Majority Leader to
Mr. President, it's a debatable motion.
Oh, any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. You've heard the motion. All those signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 31 have voted yes, 19 have voted no.
31 haven't voted yes, 19 haven't voted no. Motion carries. Mr. Majority Leader, is that all you have? That objection will be on order business number 12, announcements of committee meetings. Would help if somebody stood up and pushed a button. Senator Small.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Senate Business and Labor will be on Tuesday morning, 8:30 a.m. on room 422. And then, if I may, we will stay on the record just for give a farewell to the pages. Would you guys please stand up? All right, that concludes the week with our three pages. I'd like everybody to give them a big round of applause and thank you for helping.
Thank you. Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. President. State Administration will meet. We're going to meet shortly after adjournment. Let's just say we're going to meet at 2:30, assuming we're out of here. And we'll start with a little executive action. We have bill to hear at 3 p.m. And then on Monday morning, 8 o'clock, 317B, long-range planning, Section F in 317B. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator McGillivray.
Mr. President, Public Health will meet immediately upon adjournment. We have four resolutions. Thank you.
Senator Wellborn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section C will not be meeting at all next week.
Senator Solomon.
Thank you, Mr. President. No Senate education today, but appropriations Section E Monday morning, 9 o'clock.
Senator Glenn.
Section B Monday morning, 9 o'clock, 102.
Mr. Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise for a general announcement. Mr. President, members of the body, if you are tired of receptions, there is an alternative tonight. All legislators and their guests are invited to the 41st Annual Cabin Fever Market at the Helena Civic Center tonight from 5 to 8 and tomorrow from 9 to 4. There will be plenty of shopping, food, music, and fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Senator Vanville.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section A will not meet on Monday, but will meet on Tuesday at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Senator Friedel.
Thank you, Mr. President. Local government will not meet today. We'll start our work on Monday. Mr. President, can I be off and out?
You may.
Body. Got to my seat today, and I had three letters. These three letters are written to me by those three lovely ladies at the front. And I wanted to let them know. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Zolnikoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. We don't have tax Monday morning, so I was announcing. Thank you.
Thank you, and I'm going to actually appoint a special select committee with no meeting dates, and this will be for our attaché party, and it will be, the chair will be the pro tem, Senator Bogner, Zolnikoff, Senator Friedel, Senator Mandeville, and Senator Retrievis will be in charge of it. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned until the hour of 1 o'clock on February 6th, 2023, the 26th legislative day.
You've heard the motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. The Senate will reconvene Monday at 1 o'clock.